Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
This is the podcast of the week that you need to listen to. I'll tell you what, the best one of the week.
Yeah, well,
by far.
Yeah, so far. we've got a big day. We've got Ed Cavalier going to be joining us a little later on. And also, I'm going to do a spray. You know, we see all these reality television shows, and I've sprayed a lot of them. But this one, Lego Masters.
Oh, come on. Finally a bit of fun, not drama and villains and victims. And
a 50-year-old playing with Lego still.
The ratings would argue that a lot of people like it.
Oh, well, there couldn't be a lot on because I don't know how they do.
All right. Can't wait for that one. Also, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this story that's coming up. I don't even know why. I think it's hilarious, but it does involve bagging out my fiancé, Jamie, big time. But
I want to listen to that.
It is funny, but you too, if I lose it, you might have to help me through it, okay?
We don't know the story. We'll just be...
I know, but save me if I'm really losing it, okay?
Bridge and Spider. This is the podcast. Please enjoy.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5. This is Bridge's top five.
Alrighty. Top five.
Yep.
From Bridge. And all we know about this is that Bridge is going to struggle to keep it together.
Yeah, well, all we know that Jamie made a purchase, your fiance Bridge, and you've been trying to tell us all morning, but haven't been able to,
it's
but this
not
is
even
top
that
five.
Funny. I don't know why.
Okay, well, this is it. We're live on the radio. There is no going back from here. What happened?
The top five.
He lost his sunglasses. We had to stop it at a convenience store.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's off to a good start.
So you had to stop off at a convenience store.
Did the fumes get to you? What's happened?
You weren't down towards your Mullumbimby anywhere?
No, I don't know why.
Should we try and fill in the blanks?
Okay, and he brought a pair of sunnies. Now, these sunnies were a little bit bigger than normal.
Look, he went in, he bought a pair of chick sunnies and he didn't know it. And they were so chick sunnies. Big, blingy ones that were black. Massive round ones with like silver etching down the side. And they were so female.
And how he long thought he was cool.
I'm all for gender fluidity, but he had no idea he got them so quickly.
How long was he rocking them for before he...
Yeah. Like, did he claim them?
Oh, man. What's happened? We've broken it.
I don't know. So did he claim them?
Yes, because he didn't realise till he got home.
Okay.
So we turned up to Mother's Day with his mum and dad, and his dad's Californian just looked at him and went, dude... Like, what is on your face? But he was owning it. But seriously, he did look like he was,
Dame Edna?
Pretty much. So I've got a top five.
Top five. Here we go.
Oh, top five payouts for Jamie yesterday. Number five, those big black round
You are in struggle street.
I'm really sorry. It's not that funny, everyone.
We want number five.
The big... round frames were less Louis Vuitton and more Louis the Fly. Number four.
Can't even count. She's gone. Okay.
We were driving past Pac Fair and I said, do you want to drop in for some retail therapy? Have you got the edge? Oh, at number three, yes. Sunglasses are supposed to shield you from the sun, not shield you from your manhood. At number two, with this silver etched emblem down the sides, he was less... You ain't King Ding-a-ling. And more King Bling-a-ling. Oh, dearie me.
And number one.
The number one payout. Jamie. Hey, Jamie. Elizabeth Taylor called. She wants her sonny's back.
We have to put a photo up so everyone knows what we're talking about. Have you got a photo of them?
No. I'll take a photo when I go home. But honestly, he said to me when he got home, he said, babe, why didn't anyone tell me? I said, we all did.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Okay, the final week of Lego Masters, and I've got to have a crack at them, let's be honest, because we know The Voice is starting up, and people go on The Voice because they get some of them can sing and they want to achieve something in singing.
Yeah.
Maths, Married at First Sight, yeah, okay, do they really want love? House rules, they get their house renovated, but Lego Masters, what do they do? Like, How do they find these people? What 50-year-old still plays with Lego? Like, no, you go through it and you think, okay, there's mate, like you look at all the couples that have started. There's a group of mate, couple of mates, there's some work mates, there's uni mates, there's best friends, and there's a grandson and grandmother. There's one married couple amongst the 16 of them, amongst the 8 teams. So I'm tipping most of them aren't in a relationship. No, I'm just saying, like, let's be honest, 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds building Lego and getting excited about it, I don't think a lot of them are in relationships.
Do you think they hang out with the train set people?
Oh, 100%.
Those kind of people? Yeah, Hang on. But no, they should, because, you know, the building blocks of a relationship are trust, commitment, respect and Lego are the building blocks.
They actually did. There was a couple that now announced that they met each other on Lego Masters and now going out with each other. Two different teams. So they actually found something they love.
They've cross-pollinated.
They did. It's like Married on First Lego Build or Lego Island. Like, this is what it's starting to look like.
Bachelorette. That's bad. Sorry.
It's a stretch.
Legorette.
Right. Real Lego Builders of Beverly Hills, whatever they do. But no, seriously, like the contestants, what do you do when you go out? Like the people there brag, you know, we got everybody comes in here, you know, I've been on Maths or I've been on House Rules and we see them all over the papers and on radio. And then what do the Lego contestants go and go, yeah, I'm a Lego Master Builder.
Yeah, but that's cute.
You're cute if you're 10, not if you're 50. Seriously, somebody turned up to you and said, "No, I'm a Lego Master Builder." You'd have to hold back the laughter, wouldn't you? You'd have to hold back the laughter. And in the green room, what do they get in the green room? Chocolate milk and Smarties and TikTok biscuits and chalk teddy bear biscuits. What do they ask for back there?
That sounds all right, actually.
Yeah, but I do have to laugh because the judge cried. Okay, we know the judge cried, but I think Channel 9 has jumped the gun.
Why?
Because I understand if you did a Lego Masters children or kids, 100% I understand. Right. Anything over the age of 14, I don't understand. But Channel 9 has commissioned another season of Lego Masters.
It was popular, buddy.
Yeah.
I understand, but I reckon they jumped the gun. Because I don't think they'll be able to find another 16 contestants over the age of 40 that will be actually still building Lego. I reckon they've really scraped the bottom of the cookie jar with this 16. They'll have to look internationally or it will be a flop. Oy. Trust me.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Ed Cavalier, good morning.
Hello, guys. Good to be here. Thank you for having me back. Yes, of course, have you been paying attention tonight? Back on Channel 10 now. I know you're going to ask me what time it's on. All I know is it's on after MasterChef, so I think we're on at 5 past midnight tonight. I think that's after the crock and bush. I think that's our official time. But to get us back in the mood, guys, it's about facts. Our show is about knowing facts.
That's right.
Yes. And as you know, around the radio station office, people call me a fact wit. I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got all the facts.
I'm almost certain. All right, here we go. Spide, I know you love a fact, so here we go. We're going to run some facts by you guys. Here we go. Did you know that all polar bears are left-handed?
Are they?
Really?
That's awesome.
No, I didn't know that. So, no, that's
a good
one.
I bring my own crowd just in case. Yeah, all right, here we go. So, during the Live Aid concert in 1985, that's the one that's at the end of the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
When Queen were on, 95% of the TVs in England were watching the concert.
Wow.
This is 1985. I think the other 5% was watching Maths. Of course they were. Okay. Here's one for you. I'll leave you with this one. Okay. Originally, there were 7 species of humans.
Okay.
And we killed all the others. You know, that's how it works. And the smallest of them was one called Homo florensis. No, not yet. No, so my crowd's gone early.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Happens to the best.
A bit of premature exclamation. All right. So the smallest of them was Homo florensis. They were half the size of regular humans. But one of them has survived to today. And his name is Grant Denyer. Thank you very much. Never miss an opportunity to give him one on the way past.
Tonight after MasterChef at some stage, have you been paying attention?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.